In an interview with KERA, Dallas County Election Supervisor Tony Pippins-Poole said the Secretary of State's office contacted her Tuesday, saying the numbers would be changing because the names were flawed. Pippins-Poole was told some people on the list had shown proof to the Texas Department of Public Safety that they are indeed citizens. Collin County officials confirmed they had similar communication with the state, but noted checking any list, even a shorter updated one, name by name would take months. The two North Texas counties, along with others across the state, say they're now waiting for further guidance and information. Also Tuesday, the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, filed a lawsuit arguing the state's actions violated the Voting Rights Act. Anthony Cave, KERA News.